The candidates to be Alaska's next governor, Republican Mike Dunleavy and Democrat Mark Begich, laid out different approaches to the state budget and crime at an Alaska public media debate last night. Begich says the state must protect both Alaska Permanent Fund dividends and the fund's earnings. He proposed putting much of the earnings into the main body of the fund known as the corpus. That's the part that's protected under the state constitution.
You got to put the PFD into the constitution. The earnings reserve, which is a critical part of this, again, the legislators have access to this. You got to take that off the table. Put it into the corpus. If you put it into the corpus, then the politicians cannot touch it.
Dunleavy says he would pay out PFDs using the same formula used before 2016. It would have been nearly $3,000 this year. Dunleavy says he would focus on cutting the state budget first.
When we get to the point where we have managed the government well, the people of Alaska, through transparency and budgeting, see that we're managing the government well, then we can have a discussion as to what revenue sources we need looking forward. But until that point, I don't think the people of Alaska are ready to look at a tax or a permanent fund take.
Much of the debate focused on crime. Both candidates say it's the state government's top priority in the next 5 years. But they traded accusations over which branch of government is responsible for the rise in crime. Begich pointed to the legislature where Dunleavy served as a state senator, and Dunleavy blamed independent Governor Bill Walker's administration. Begich spoke first.
You were in the legislature as unemployment went up, when crime went up because of the cuts you did. Education now 46, because you spent the time cutting those budgets, and that's why we are where we are today.
Crime did not go up because of the legislature. Crime went up because of mismanagement over the past 3 to 4 years in the current administration. Management is the key to making sure that we have the focus, we're going to put the focus on public safety as job number one.
Alaska Public Media and KTUU Channel 2 hosted the governor's debate for the state. The second part is tonight, a debate between Republican Don Young and Democratic nominee Elise Galvin for Alaska's seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. That's at 7 p.m. broadcast statewide on TV, radio, and online.